Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You probably want to get the podcast later and catch up with Slade Ham and Rob Mungle, Sam Damaris.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah, they're very funny guys, and great to have them in. I'm telling you, I've known all of them for at least 10 years now, and just they get funnier every time they're around. At least I haven't run out of material with me yet. So, but they Slade's. I'm going to read Slade's book over the next couple days. Really, I'm excited to read it now, especially since it's got little person fights.
Yeah, that's when you've done comedy as long as he has. You got to have a lot of great stories. I mean, that's what great acts are built out of, their stories and the lives that they live. But it's interesting too when you see comedians, like at a certain point they get so big, you know, for the ones who blow up and become movie stars or even just get their own television shows and stuff, they're not on the road. So like Chris Rock has no road stories because he's not doing road gigs like these guys do road gigs. You know what I mean? He's not going from joint to joint every weekend and hasn't done that in a really long time. So he couldn't deliver the kind of stories that Slade can.
Yeah, and they're all over the place. It'll be funny. I'll check Twitter sometimes and Slade's in Montreal one day and just all over the place. But
not like Barry, who's like, you know, he'll be in Humble, and, you know, and then the
Oklahoma.
Next thing you know,
Oklahoma.
He'll be in, you know, Crosby.
No, Tulsa is Barry's big place. Just kidding, Barry. But hey, but no, those guys are funny. Even when we were sitting down, we had a business lunch yesterday to talk about some stuff, and they had me rolling the whole time. It's hard to stay on point sometimes. It's like, all right, what are we going to do about this? Because they're just funny guys, and especially you get them together. But I've seen all of their acts individually too, and I mean they're really cool, very funny guys, and happy to call them friends and glad we had them on the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number, and one last time, it's Until All the Dragons Are Dead is the book by Slade Ham. So just go to SladeHam.com.
Not all those other names that Rob Mungle's
calling it. I don't even know. Some of those, I wish I was writing those down because I'd like to put those names on some of my books, but I didn't. So, all right, so what do? We do sports now? Is that what you want?
I can mix in some sports. Won't hurt none.
I mean, we could do a little sports. You haven't had a chance to really weigh in on any of the NBA stuff, at least you know, since it's all happened. Kind of your general thoughts and LeBron, Rockets, just hit them all, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not overblown. I'm not gonna poo poo it like that because, you know, one of the greatest players ever, and you know, a guy who easily, arguably, was the best player in the playoffs this past playoffs and during the season too. Had one of his better seasons, did switch teams. But every year the free agency thing is pretty overblown. I mean, it really doesn't change as much as people freak out and turn it into. DeMarcus Cousins signing with Golden State, when that happens, it doesn't make Golden State that much better. I mean, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like, they were what they are. It's how much better can they be? And forget even the part of he won't play for more than half the season and you don't know what he'll be when he comes back, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, today, Golden State isn't as good as they were last year because he's not on the team. He won't be on the team. He won't be playing. So they'll be down a man in a way. I mean, not JaVale McGee is much of a man, but he was part of their rotation for much of the season. He just didn't play much when they got around to play the Rockets. But it doesn't make them more of a favorite in my mind. Now, if he signed with someone else and could perhaps change their fortunes late in the season, it could change that. But I just don't see things changing as much because of that. LeBron going to the Lakers, that's a game changer because it erases Cleveland from the discussion. We're done with them. We won't have to hear from them for a while. And all of a sudden now, the Lakers could be as good as any other team in the Western Conference. Except for Golden State is not in the Western Conference. They're in, you know, they're on another planet.
Yeah, I find it interesting, though, just because I think the offseason is more interesting than the regular
season.
Right,
it's interesting, but yeah. I do think people just, they like, people are panicking, like, man, oh, God, that just ruined the NBA. That DeMarcus Cousins is going to Golden State. Well, no, they were going to be the favorites regardless. That doesn't make him more of a favorite to me. Even with the numbers, it doesn't really change. And I'm sure you've seen the numbers where now all of a sudden there's more money been bet on Los Angeles on the futures bet of winning next year's the Lakers on winning next year's title than any other team. But that's just people throwing money away.
Yeah, I'd take that bet all day.
Yeah, I mean you can't bet against the Warriors.
No, we were talking about this the other day when it all went down, and it's like I don't think the first reaction to Boogie Cousins was, oh, this is unfair. The NBA is just, you know, the Warriors, it's just unfair, and no, NBA sucks and blah, blah, blah. And then the second wave was, well, he's going to be a problem and he's going to ruin the locker room. And it's like, okay, whichever. But I think in the end it came down to, if you don't like the Warriors or you just don't like NBA basketball, then you're one of those guys saying, oh, I'm just not going to watch.
Right. Because in the end, it's the only time that it's about the championship is when it gets to the NBA Finals. And yeah, the NBA Finals this year was a bore. It did nothing for anybody. It was a sweep. It was out. But that didn't change what happened during the season. That doesn't erase all the good basketball, if you're a basketball fan, that you saw during the entire season. If those four games erase the entire season for you, you're not that big of a fan.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Jerome, I know you like to drink a little bit occasionally.
No, not really. But you bring in Whiskey Brothers with no whiskey. Clearly, drinking isn't that important to you.
Well, apparently we're having some kind of reception here tomorrow during the show, so I don't even know if I need to bring some tomorrow. Oh. I think we'll have it.
This is a good time to be alive.
But I should probably bring you some Thrive Plus because this stuff is amazing. And I had a friend over this weekend who has been using it and just swears by it and says he's going to load up. And so have I got to tell you, it doesn't matter whether it's one drink or three drinks or four drinks. If you take your Thrive, you're not going to feel it the next morning. And at least I don't. And I'm an old man. And if I have too much to drink and I'm struggling in the mornings and I can't be. I'm up at 5:30. I'm doing sports map stuff. I can't afford to feel like garbage, and that's why Thrive Plus keeps me from doing that. It's a vitamin. You take it whenever you drink alcohol. It's real simple. Here's how you use it. You take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. That's it. Dollar a capsule. So for $3, would you not pay that to feel better? Because I'm telling you, man, the number one question I get is, hey, man, does that Thrive Plus stuff work? It's like, yeah, you should see how much of it I go through. It works really well. And they were featured on Shark Tank. Founder's a Princeton graduate. Good dude. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. And they're based in Houston. So if you order before 4 o'clock any day, you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon. So if you want to order it that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Trust me, you shouldn't drink without it either. DecideThrive.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour? You probably want to get the podcast later and catch up with Slade Ham and Rob Mungle, Sam Damaris.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah, they're very funny guys, and great to have them in. I'm telling you, I've known all of them for at least 10 years now, and just they get funnier every time they're around. At least they haven't run out of material with me yet. So, but they Slade's. I'm going to read Slade's book over the next couple of days. Really, I'm excited to read it now, especially since it's got little person fights.
Yeah, that's when you've done comedy as long as he has, you got to have a lot of great stories. I mean, that's what great acts are built out of, their stories and the lives that they live. But it's interesting too when you see comedians, like at a certain point they get so big, you know, for the ones who blow up and become movie stars or even just get their own television shows and stuff, they're not on the road. So like Chris Rock has no road stories because he's not doing road gigs like these guys do road gigs. You know what I mean? He's not going from joint to joint every weekend and hasn't done that in a really long time. So he couldn't deliver the kind of stories that Slade can.
Yeah, and they're all over the place. It'll be funny. I'll check Twitter sometimes and Slade's in Montreal one day and just all over the place. But
not like Barry, who's like, you know, he'll be in Humble, and, you know, and then the
Oklahoma.
Next thing you know,
Oklahoma.
He'll be in, you know, Crosby.
No, Tulsa's Barry's big place. Just kidding, Barry. But hey, but no, those guys are funny. Even when we were sitting down, we had a business lunch yesterday to talk about some stuff, and they had me rolling the whole time. It's hard to stay on point sometimes. It's like, all right, what are we going to do about this? Because they're just funny guys, and especially you get them together. But I've seen all of their acts individually too, and I mean they're really cool, very funny guys, and happy to call them friends and glad we had them on the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number, and one last time, it's Until All the Dragons Are Dead is the book by Slade Ham. So just go to SladeHam.com.
Not all those other names that Rob Mungle is calling
it. I don't even know. Some of those, I wish I was writing those down because I'd like to put those names on some of my books, but I didn't. So, all right, so what do? We do sports now? Is that what you want?
I can mix in some sports. Won't hurt none.
I mean, we could do a little sports. You haven't had a chance to really weigh in on any of the NBA stuff, at least you know, since it's all happened, kind of your general thoughts and LeBron Rockets, just hit them all, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not overblown. I'm not gonna poo poo it like that because, you know, one of the greatest players ever and, you know, a guy who easily, arguably, was the best player in the playoffs this past playoffs and during the season too, had one of his better seasons, did switch teams, but every year the free agency thing is pretty overblown. I mean, it really doesn't change as much as people freak out and turn it into. DeMarcus Cousins signing with Golden State, when that happens, it doesn't make Golden State that much better. I mean, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It's like they were what they are. It's how much better can they be? And forget even the part of he won't play for more than half the season and you don't know what he'll be when he comes back, et cetera, et cetera. right now, today, Golden State isn't as good as they were last year because he's not on the team. He won't be on the team. He won't be playing. So they'll be down a man in a way. I mean, not to JaVale McGee is much of a man, but he was part of their rotation for much of the season. He just didn't play much when they got around to play the Rockets. But it doesn't make them more of a favorite in my mind. Now, if he signed with someone else and could perhaps change their fortunes late in the season, it could change that. But I just don't see things changing as much because of that. LeBron going to the Lakers, that's a game changer because it erases Cleveland from the discussion. We're done with them. We won't have to hear from them for a while. And all of a sudden now, the Lakers could be as good as any other team in the Western Conference, except for Golden State is not in the Western Conference. They're in, you know, they're on another planet.
Yeah, I find it interesting, though, just because I think the offseason is more interesting than the regular
interesting.
Season.
It's right interesting, now. But I do think people just, they like people are panicking, like, man, oh, God, that just ruined the NBA. DeMarcus Cousins is going to Golden State. Well, no, they were going to be the favorites regardless. That doesn't make him more of a favorite to me. Even with the numbers, it doesn't really change. And I'm sure you've seen the numbers where now all of a sudden there's more money been bet on Los Angeles on the futures bet of winning next year's the Lakers on winning next year's title than any other team. But that's just people throwing money away.
Yeah, I'd take that bet all day.
Yeah, I mean, you can't bet against the Warriors.
No, and although, yeah, we were talking about this the other day when it all went down, and it's like I don't think the first reaction to Boogie Cousins was, oh, this is unfair. The NBA is just, you know, the Warriors is just unfair and no, NBA sucks and blah, blah, blah. And then the second wave was, well, he's going to be a problem and he's going to ruin the locker room. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, whichever. But I think in the end it came down to if you don't like the Warriors or you just don't like NBA basketball, then you're one of those guys saying, oh, I'm just not going to watch.
Right. Because in the end, it's the only time that it's about the championship is when it gets to the NBA Finals. And yeah, the NBA Finals this year was a bore. It did nothing for anybody. It was a sweep. It was out. But that didn't change what happened during the season. That doesn't erase all the good basketball, if you're a basketball fan, that you saw during the entire season. If those four games erase the entire season for you, you're not that big of a fan.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Jerome, I know you like to drink a little bit occasionally.
No, not really. But you bring in Whiskey Brothers with no whiskey. Clearly, drinking isn't that important.
Well, apparently we're having some kind of reception here tomorrow during the show, so I don't even know if I need to bring some tomorrow. Oh. I think we'll have it.
This is a good time to be alive.
But I should probably bring you some Thrive Plus because this stuff is amazing. And I had a friend over this weekend who has been using it and just swears by it and says he's going to load up. And so have I. I got to tell you, it doesn't matter whether it's one drink or three drinks or four drinks. If you take your Thrive, you're not going to feel it the next morning. And at least I don't. And I'm an old man. And if I have too much to drink, man, I'm struggling in the mornings. And I can't be. I'm up at 5:30. I'm doing sports map stuff. I can't afford to feel like I can't feel like garbage. And that's why Thrive Plus keeps me from doing that. It's a vitamin. You take it whenever you drink alcohol. It's real simple. Here's how you use it. You take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. That's it. $1 a capsule. So for $3, would you not pay that to feel better? Because I'm telling you, man, the number one question I get is, hey, man, does that Thrive Plus stuff work? It's like, yeah, you should see how much of it I go through. It works really well. And they were featured on Shark Tank. Founder's a Princeton graduate. Good dude. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. And they're based in Houston. So if you order before 4 o'clock any day, you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon. So if you want to order it that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Trust me, you shouldn't drink without it either. DecideThrive.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No AJ today. Had Jerome Solomon joining us. Doing a great job as always. Always fun to have Jerome on, man. It's, you know what? It was also fun the way you kind of took the Whiskey Brothers in some different directions, too. Because not that they need much guidance, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you just kind of lob it up there and let them go to work on it. It was good stuff.
A couple of things. Sportsmap.com, check it out. You can follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. We've got a little story that popped yesterday from Shane L. Sharp II, who's one of our interns. Who's his dad actually is a friend of mine who runs that Eros Medical Clinic. So Shane,
so now you have kids working in here. You're friends with their parents.
Yeah, I'm old. I no problem with that.
Oh, and forgive me for not knowing their names, and I feel bad that I don't, because I wanted to harass them about it, but I didn't know who they were. But on Sunday mornings, you guys have a threesome that does a young lady and two guys. A couple weeks ago they were on a Sunday morning.
I'm sure John can answer that.
Yeah. And
even though we got him with a full mouth there.
Yeah, we have the show is called Slightly Confrontational.
Right.
And there's three guys and one lady.
Okay, yeah. I caught them a couple weeks ago. I was riding one Sunday morning. It was fun. It was cool. But they got on a riff about kids today.
And oh no. How
kids today don't have it rough like they did back in the day.
Oh,
you know?
No, we're not on that, are we?
And one of them was like, man, I didn't get a cell phone till the sixth grade.
The other one,
I didn't get one until the ninth grade. And the woman said she didn't get hers till the third grade, but her mom had to know where she was every minute.
And yeah, these kids are fresh out of college.
Yeah, uh-huh. I could tell. But they were dogging kids today. I didn't even have
a computer until I was in high school, and it was a freaking Commodore.
Kids today, yeah. Dogging kids today.
Yeah, you had it so hard.
Did not get a cell phone until the sixth grade.
Oh, my God.
How do you survive? I mean,
no idea.
That's a rough existence. You know, that's roughing it. I mean, I felt for him. I wanted to pull over on the freeway and just start handing out money to poor people like him, you know, who had it so rough.
Oh, and not only that, mom didn't even get me an iPhone until I was 14. Oh, God. Life is so hard. But yeah, back to Sports Map. We got Shane's story on revamping the NBA playoffs and how it impacted the Rockets is up at the top of the page. And for some reason, his byline wasn't on it, so I felt bad about that, but I got it fixed.
Yeah, people are pushing that again. I mean, they do it regularly about the reseeding and all of that. It just really doesn't really bother me that much the way that it's done. And it wouldn't bother me if they changed it either. You know what I mean? I really wouldn't. I don't really care.
It's one of those things that people love to talk about and get. It's like Granato with the DH last week. It's like he gets all up in arms over the DH and fixing that. I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I get it, but I don't really care.
And the DH one is far more integral into what's happening in the game than rearranging the playoffs. Because you rearrange the playoffs, who's to say that it wouldn't have ended up being the Cavaliers and the Warriors in the final and it was going to be a sweep? Or who's to say it wouldn't have been the Warriors and the Rockets in the final and it would have been a sweep? That particular series ended up going seven games, but you change it all around because you're thinking we wanted that seven games in the final. Well, you can't guarantee any of that. No. There's no guarantee with any of that stuff. And I got a bunch of emails from people on a column that I wrote saying that go back to 3 years ago when Kevin Durant signed with the Warriors and how much better the Warriors got. The 73-win Warriors, mind you. And yes, they won both championships since they signed Durant. But the Rockets have improved much more over the last couple of years than the Warriors did. Because those Warriors, pre-Durant, stomped the Rockets 4-1 in a series, and it wasn't even that close. And these Warriors now, with Durant, the Rockets have gotten so good. The Rockets have added Chris Paul and, you know, Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon and on and on and on. All the players that they've added. The only two, only couple players still around from back then are, Harden and Capella, who was barely playing. Wasn't even getting off the bench hardly at all. The Rockets have improved a lot more. So the Kevin Durant ruined the league thing. Well, yeah, but other teams, you just got to get better. That's on you to get better.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm not about that. It's not exciting. I understand why people think that, but I'm don't necessarily agree with it. I'll still enjoy basketball, and then I'll hope some people get injured because that'll make it fun.
Now, I will say this.
I do wish evil on people.
And this is a silly thing. I know it, so I'm admitting it beforehand. But I think it's more fun if L.A. is good with LeBron James than Cleveland with LeBron James. Don't ask me why. There's no real good reason for it.
Oh, trust me. Everyone at ESPN thinks that. Jeez. You could hear the clowns being punched all over the building when that happened. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. We got to get to the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, and I have a question for John. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.